My name is Madison Schwalke. I'm 13 years old. Today is November 22nd, and I'm speaking with Alan Schwalke, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Eugene, Oregon. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
Well, it seems like I was working for a long time, period of time. When I was the youngest thing I can remember doing was going door-to-door selling Christmas cards, and you'd get a little prize at the end of that or gifts or something. And then a buddy of mine and myself, we started our own yard care business cutting grass. And back then, you didn't make a lot of money cutting grass. It was like maybe a buck for the whole yard, and that included trimming the grass out of the between chain link fence with a pair of hand cutters, not any power tools. And then as I got older, I got a job working at a Volkswagen repair facility, and that was the one that I probably, that was the last real job I had before I went in the Navy. And I had one other job during the hemisphere in San Antonio. I worked up in top of the Tower of the Americas as a busboy. And one other job I had during that period of time was I worked on the roller coaster at the World Hemisphere in their little amusement park.
Did you have a nickname when you were a kid?
Well, I think it would just be called, people called me Schwalke or Schwalk or something like that. Why, I'm not sure, but it was just an easy thing for them to respond or call me by. What happened?
You hit the wrong thing.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
That would be a definite yes. Because now I know things that I shouldn't have been so afraid of, specifically talking to girls and having girls as friends. I never really had any girlfriends, not a girlfriend, just a girlfriend. And I think I missed out big time by not having that.
Did you like going to school?
I think I probably enjoyed school or liked it better once I got into high school. The early years in junior high and elementary, I mean, you know, it's just an everyday thing, and you don't really have solid friends. But once I got into high school, those friendships developed, and it was a pretty good time.
Do you still talk to your friends that you were friends with in high school?
Yes, I have been in touch with my closest friend who still lives in Texas. We don't talk very much, but we have corresponded via email, and I've, every once in a while, when I go to Texas for vacation, I stop by and see him. That's it. I was going to say that.
Who do you look up to?
Well, I think as we become older and understand what life has brought us and where we've went with our life, the person I look up to the most would be my dad, because he showed me a lot of things that made it capable of, for me to be productive and take care of myself.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
My earliest memory of my childhood was when my parents, who all came from farming families, at the time when they were a young couple, they still were trying to make it on the farm, and so there was memories of that. And then as growing up in San Antonio, I guess is the rest of my childhood memories, that different things occurred, like I discovered electricity, had a cool dog that looked like Lassie, and I played baseball. I love baseball. And anyways, I had some brothers and sisters that kept me occupied too.
What were you like as a child?
I think I was a pretty busy kid. Probably getting in trouble more than not. But I was very inquisitive. I really liked taking things apart. Sometimes I actually got them back together. But one of the things I did as a young boy, probably I was in my fourth grade, I actually built a go-kart from scratch from a box of parts my dad brought home from work.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life?
In my later adult life, I guess the two people that have been the most kind to me were my close friends, Asa DeForest and Stan Reynolds. They were both co-workers, and Stan Reynolds being my boss. And it just seemed like we understood each other. We had the same work ethic and world ethic beliefs, I think, to some degree. And so it was a pretty positive experience. Of course, that's just in the later part of my life. You know, we live our whole life with different people coming in and out of our lives. And those are the last two that really had a major impact on me that I remember.
If they were here, what would you say to them?
I would say thank you. And it's hard to believe that I was able to have friends as good as you guys. And hopefully someday that there would be some way that I could repay the kindness and different things that you shared with me.
Can you tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact in your life while you were growing up?
Probably the man that made the biggest impact on my my adult life, because at this time I had just left the Navy, I had got out of school, and I got a job, and I was fresh. What do they call it? You're a greenhorn. And I was getting very frustrated because I thought I didn't know what I was doing, which I probably didn't at the time. But this one man, Mr. Wayne Dilla, he stuck with me and just gave me some useful hints here and there and said that it was not my problem and things would work out. And sure enough, they did. And after that point in time, my working life and pretty much followed suit with what I wanted to do, and it was largely due to his insistence that I could do it.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Listen, ask more questions, and don't be afraid to share your feelings with other people.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I think the most important lesson that I learned, and I hope I could share with people, is that honesty is a really big deal. And when you tell somebody something, you should be able to stick by what you tell them. And the other thing would be that through my life with my ex, my deceased wife, Sarah, she showed me the light, so to speak, and the way you should treat other people as well. So,
can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, the happiest memory that I can think of, there's probably a couple, but the first one being getting out of the Navy. The second one being meeting my wife, my love, Sarah. And then the third, maybe later down the road, is we had a boy, and then we have some grandkids and all that life stuff. But the most happiest time I remember is being with my wife, Sarah.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you'd want to say to them?
I would like to say to them, save your money. Because when you get ready to retire, you need to have a way to do it. And I highly recommend retirement. It's a very positive thing to look forward to. And hopefully anybody in my family that hears this or wants to do it has the opportunity.
Any wisdom or advice you'd like to share?
Here again, I think this is kind of a repeat, but I would recommend to be kind to people around you and learn how to communicate and talk, and don't spend so much time trying to see the worst thing in everything. So there's good things out there, so just take a look at all those.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
So far, there's only been one difficult time in my life, and that was dealing not dealing, being with my wife while she was passing from this life. But that had to be the most difficult time in my life.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, here again, I think my parents were probably with being raised in a family that believed in hard work, and that you didn't just stop doing it. That was a very positive experience for me and my working life. But I have to repeat again that probably the thing that added the most dimension to my life was meeting my wife, Sarah, and her willingness to share what she believed and saw in the light of other people's beings. I mean, it's one of those kind of things. It's until you experience it, it's kind of a hard thing to put into words, but it was a very positive thing for me.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
I really don't think there was a negative impact, anything that would I consider a negative impact on my life that made me change directions. So I guess that's the answer.